As a business owner starts to become successful, as that business starts to generate cash, to spit off some cash, I often get asked what people should be investing in next. Now, first of all, it's very important not to make the mistake of investing in anything different too soon. You know, once that business starts to grow, it's really important to reinvest in it and reinvest in it as much as is necessary to make sure it's stable and to make sure that it's strong and it's got all the foundations to keep spitting off cash further down the line. It's very easy to think, oh, I'm making a bit of money now. I'm going to take that out because, you know, my business has been successful and it will continue to be successful. But you know, anyone who's been in business for a long time will tell you that ups and downs are very much, you know, very much the day-to-day of business. And please don't make the mistake of thinking, oh, I've had a few good months, so I'll continue to have many good months and many good years. Think first of all, before you're even thinking about investing in something else, it's just important to make sure you've got enough fat on your back, you've got enough cash in the bank to weather the storm. And then also just to keep investing in what you're already doing, because, you know, you've obviously found a business model that works and you want to double down on that, triple down on that while you can. Because ultimately, you're never going to find anything that gives you as good an ROI as investing in your own business, you know, in building your own plans and building your own brand. But when there does become the point that you want to invest in something else, for me, I think the most important thing is to then invest in something that is safe, is stable, and is hands-off. Because as a business owner, you're going to have all your time spent concentrating on that business, you know, selling more, buying more, dealing with problems, dealing with staff. So if you start to invest in other things, I don't think you want to be investing in anything that's going to consume too much of your time. Now, lots of different people will give you lots of different answers as to what you should be investing in. You know, so there's always going to be someone saying, oh, put money in Bitcoin or put money in real estate or, you know, whatever it may be. I'm not here to advocate for any one particular thing other than whatever you choose. I think it should be safe. It should be stable. It should be passive. You know, that for me, that's the key thing when it comes to my investments. So outside of my day-to-day work, I only really invest in two things. One is property, and two is stock market tracker funds. Now, for anyone who doesn't know what stock market tracker funds are, they are basically just baskets of stock. So in the UK, we have like the FTSE 100, you know, the 100 biggest companies, or the FTSE 250, the 250 biggest companies. And it's possible to buy an exposure to every one of those 100 companies or every one of those 250 companies. And if you do that, typically it's very cheap to do so because there's, you know, there's no financial advisors that you're paying fees to. You know, there's no companies taking big clips off the top. I always use a company called Vanguard, but yeah, there's plenty of them out there. I'm not there to advocate for any one particular stockbroker or bank. And I like to put the money into that because I know that over time, the stock market is always going to go up over time, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11%. I put it in there and it compounds and I forget about it. The same with property. You know, if I'm buying some property, I want to be buying something that's simple and stable. I'm not an experienced property developer. If I was doing property development, I'd probably find a way to lose money from doing it. So I like to buy long-term, stable buildings, you know, nice, clean residential, nice, clean commercial that's always going to be in a good area, that's always going to have a tenant that wants to be there and will just provide steady income over time. I can buy these things and I can forget about them. You know, the chances are, okay, there may be some downs along the way, but I'm buying them to hold them for the long term. So over time, they will always go up. They're not going to distract me. But like I said, also the key is they're very safe and they're very secure because my day-to-day business, you know, that's where my risk is. And I'm happy to take loads of risk in that day-to-day business because it's something that I know and I understand and I can control it myself, so I don't mind the risk. But when it comes to investing outside of that, then I don't want risk. I mean, I said I don't want to be naive or sound naive and say there is no risk. Obviously, there's always going to be risk in anything you invest in, but I want that risk to be as minimal as possible. So like I said, I'm investing in the biggest companies which will provide long-term upward trajectory returns. I'm investing in solid real estate that is going to be solid for many, many years to come. Because if I have problems, if I lose money in my day-to-day work, I don't want to be losing money in my investments outside of that. And for me, that's the key. If you're an entrepreneur, once you've started to make money, invest in those kind of things and keep your headspace and your cash free to concentrate on your day-to-day business and let your external investments just compound safely and securely over time.